You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
Now, whether it's old-fashioned email by going on to mix100.com or just by finding us on Facebook and sending a message, you can get us. Now, two of them happen to come in that were connected, so I'm throwing them together. One is from Carrie with a K, and the other one's from Caitlin with a K. So Carrie and Caitlin. Carrie, I'll read hers first. She goes, "Boys, I'm starting the new year by eating healthier. Is it too much to ask that my husband support me in this and not try to sabotage it every chance he gets?"
Sabotage. Need to play a little Beastie Boys.
She says, "I bought some low-carb tortillas to make some healthy wraps. When my husband made dinner for us, he used the regular tortillas and didn't tell me because he says mine tastes horrible, and he said I wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Plus, we'll watch TV, and he brings popcorn and chocolate and all sorts of things to eat, and then keeps holding it out and asking if I'd like just a little taste.
What a jerk move.
Would you please make a public service announcement and tell people to stop trying to sabotage other people who are on a diet? Thank you."
Doesn't he know it's a law that when you are married and somebody goes on the diet, that somebody, the other partner automatically is on a diet as well? That's just the law of the land. It's in the Constitution. It's in the Bible. You must also be on the diet. And what a jerk move. Even if he wasn't offering her the popcorn and stuff, it's on his breath, you know, going in for that goodnight kiss. A little popcorn kernels in there.
Well, if you're sitting together on the couch, too, I mean, how can you kind of surreptitiously, you know, put a pillow over your, you know, between you and grab a mouthful or something?
You're crunching. Hey, cover your ears real quick.
But this is where the second note, the one from Caitlin, comes in.
Okay.
Get a load of this, and it might answer Carrie's question. It might explain why her husband is trying to sabotage her diet.
Mm.
Caitlin says, "Dom and Jeremy, is it true that people will intentionally try to wreck your resolutions because they see it as a challenge?" She writes, "My boyfriend read some post from a psychologist who said a certain number of people get a high from knocking people off their path. This sounds sick and perverted to me, wondering if you know about it."
Hmm.
And then she closes by saying, "Thanks. I love listening to your show every day. Please stop going on vacation."
Okay. I have never heard of that one. That is twisted.
I think I've heard something similar to it before, that there's a certain personality trait where if, let's say, like your best friend is going to the gym and working out, and you don't feel like it, so your personality trait is not to encourage them and say, "Yeah, you go, and I'll see you." It's to say, "Oh, can't you? I was gonna go, you know, here. Can you like blow off the gym for one day and go with me to do this?
Let's go to lunch instead."
Right, because they get some sort of little charge out of seeing. Well, it's like a competitive thing. If I can keep them from doing that, then I win.
Then it's success on my part.
Yeah, and I know, and I agree with both you and Caitlin that it is kind of sick.
It is sick, but then again, I recall it smacks of how I lost another friend. Remember that story of the dude that was dieting hardcore?
Yep.
And he kept posting on it about it on Facebook, and it was like every post. I think it was more of I was just sick of seeing all that, you know, how much weight he was losing and how much he was working out. And I was posting pictures of cheeseburgers and pizzas and things like that
on
Facebook,
his timeline,
just to kind of throw him off a little bit. But that was more of I'm sick of seeing your posts.
But was it, though?
I guess if you know, if you're living with that person, though, and that's your spouse, and you know it's their personality type, I guess you should have the willpower to push that to the side and just know that that's who they are and maybe focus on making it a challenge to work harder then so they don't throw you off your game.
Well, now that's a good point, because if you recognize, and I see we got a call. Tell Josh to answer that call. If we know that another person, it's their goal to make us fail, then in a way it seems like that could provide motivation or inspiration to power through it, because
correct,
you want to show them.
I will show you. I'm going to look good, and you're still going to be frumpy, sitting there eating your popcorn on the couch. I will show you. I always hate it. You know, nine times out of ten, I mean, I'm eating pretty healthy right now, but nine times out of ten, it's Nick Nack in our relationship who's on some sort of, this week I'm going to eat nothing but shakes. I'm eating healthy. I'm just going to eat cottage cheese at dinner while you eat your cheeseburger. I hate it when she goes into these kicks, man. I hate it because I know the rules that I'm immediately supposed to follow along. And it's just like, ugh, now right. I got to start again. I hate it. And she's really good at sticking with it, too. So I sneak food.
I won't say that I hated it, but it was a challenge for me when Gretch started going more vegan-ish.
Yeah.
And that was like, challenge. It was many times. It was two separate dinners, you know?
It reduces me again to being a child. I sneak. Oh. I sneak things.
I mean, we don't have to shove you too hard for that, do we?
No, but I start sneaking things. I sneak food. Like if she goes upstairs to do something, I run to the cupboard and eat an Oreo or something, you know? I'm like, I'm a kid. Like I have to ask permission now. Can I have a snack?
Mm-hmm.
I was good today.
I remember when you used to stop and get the quarter pounders.
Yes, and I'd had to hide the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get reduced to a child.
You come home with quarter pounder breath.
Mm-mm. I'd put gum in. It was like a smoker trying to hide that they're smoking. I'd put gum in. I'd put the windows down in the car and wave my hands, you know, to try to get the stink out.
God, get the stink out.
I don't want to be in trouble.
Let's grab a quick call. Let's see what Tim has to say about this. Tim, what do you know about all of this trying to sabotage someone?
Oh, yeah. Good morning, boys.
Hey.
So, yeah, I was thinking anybody who's in a relationship, and that could be a friendship or a romantic relationship, they want to stay together. If one person is moving somewhere, there's two ways to keep up. One is to go with them. The other is to slow them down. So I think it's just, you know, people feel like they're being left behind either in a relationship or a friendship when someone else is changing what they're doing.
See, that sounds like what Caitlin's boyfriend was telling her about how psychologically – you grab hold of them and you pull them back down into the pit with you, right?
Right. Yeah, but, you know, and it could be a nice pit filled with popcorn and chocolate, but it's still.
I was going to say, the pit doesn't sound that bad. It sounds delicious.
Right.
It sounds like it's covered in hot fudge.
Yeah.
But I see what you're saying because it does. You're like, we're fine here. Now you're going to make me do work. I don't want to do work. This is not what I signed up for. So you just don't want to do it. Yeah.
Right. Anybody who's got issues with feeling like they're getting abandoned or left behind, sometimes that's how they reach out.
Hmm.
You sound like you are involved in this somehow. Are you a therapist or something?
Are you being abandoned?
No. No, I'm not a therapist. I'm not currently being abandoned. There you go.
Are you currently on a diet?
I am currently on a diet because I don't want to be left behind.
Did you choose to do the diet or did a lady friend or somebody make you do the diet, or is it just all you?
Well, nobody made me. My wife did start a diet in the new year, and I said I would do it with her without any prompting.
No,
so there that
you
is.
Can't say nobody made you.
Well,
your wife started, and now you feel obligated.
What kind of diet is it?
It's pretty specific. It's a lot of kind of cutting out carbs, cutting out simple sugars, and focusing more on things like proteins and fats. So in a way, it's sort of a modified like ketogenic or paleo diet.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You snuck
Been
anything
there,
yet? Yeah. Have you snuck anything?
I don't want to say.
See? You're a child.
You are a man child, Tim. You can tell us
what was the best cheat? Yeah, what'd you
Come
sneak
on,
off and eat?
What was the best cheat?
Without your wife knowing.
Oh, it was this little bag of M&Ms that I'd snuck in some corner of the house to keep from my kids from Halloween. Yeah.
If she were to catch you, you would be grounded, Tim.
So I would good. Be. No.
Please don't be mad. Don't be mad at me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Listen, good luck to you. How long do you anticipate being on this diet, roughly?
It's sort of like a month, like a four-week thing, and then you kind of slowly go back to allowing yourself to do things. So I just got to get through.
I give you till next Tuesday, you'll be over it. Keto Schmido. Eat a burrito.
Man, Tim, have a great day, buddy.
Bye, Timmy.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
See you.
Thanks for being on the show and good luck.